This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so now I know you came to hear a little bit about the Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Abi Chatzera, who lived from 1806 to 1880. One of the great Mikubalim of Tafilat, and he, of course, was a son of the father of the Bichatzera family, Rabbi Shmuel Elbaz, who was given the nickname Abi Chatzera, which the father of the mat. Because the story goes, he once needed to go on a boat, and he needed to pay a fare. And they asked him, he asked Kama, and they said, X, Y, and Z. He said, I don't have the money, but if you want, I could teach you Zohar. So the captain said, Zohar Shmohar, I need Kesef, not Zohar. So he said, okay, you go ahead. But he needed to travel. So he was sitting on his mat, learning the Zohar, and all of a sudden, the mat starts revving up, lifts him up, and the captain is sailing, and right behind him is Shmuel Elbaz on his flying carpet. And the captain saw he was a holy man. He said, come on the boat. And Shmuel said, actually, I don't need the boat anymore. And that's the legend of the name Abi Chatzera. Anyway, he had a son, Rav Yaakov Abi Chatzera, who was a great master of the Kisrei Arizal and the Kabbalah. And he was the grandfather of the Baba Sali, Rav Yisrael Abi Chatzera, the father of Rav Masud Abi Chatzera. So I want to share with you a very important approach to tefillah. What do we say about tefillah? Tefillah is dvarim ha'omdim b'rumay shel olam uvnei adam mezalzim b'hem. Tefillah is something that stands in the pinnacle of the world and people disparage it. So I want to share with you a very interesting observation. There are four times in the tefillah that we say the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The first time is in Karbanot. Ashreinu, Ma Tov Chelkeinu, Ma Noam Garolenu, Uma Yafa Yushasenu. Ashreinu Sha'anachtim Ashkim Arim Vatim Yisiz Vatim Ed Roshois, Uma Yachtim Shimcha B'choyim Tamid V'oimrim Pamayim B'Ahava. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, very nice. Time number two. At the end of Psukei Dezimra. Now you tell me, okay, how many Sfaradim do we have here? Raise your hand if you're a Sfaradim. I can't see anyway, so don't be embarrassed, okay?
Everybody.
So we have five people who are half Sfaradim. What are you? Five? Sfaradim, raise your hand. Ashkenazim. Okay, I want full disclosure over here. I want to know who says this, Ashkenazim or Sfaradim. At the end of El Ziyashir, Va'alu Moshiyim Behar Tzion Lishpadis Harisai Vaisal Hashem Hamlucha Vaya Hashem Lacha Kala Aretz Vayemahu Yi Hashem Achash Mechad Uvisai Razcha Kosev Leimar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad. Raise your hand if you say that. You're Ashkenazi or Sephardi?
Sephardi.
Good. It's Minog Ashkenaz. Thank you.
The Moroccans are different than Sephardi.
Okay. I have no idea. I don't know. It's to say Shema at the end of that of Az Yashir Minhag Germany. Only Germans say it. Now I don't know any Germans that say it. But Minhag Ashkenaz is to say Shema. I actually don't know anybody who says it except for Moroccans. Okay, but it's in the Sidur. It's in brackets.
The Sidur from North Africa.
That combination is unbeatable, right? But really. There you go. That's the second time we have Shema. Of course, the third time is in Berachas Kriyas Shema, where we say three parshios of Shema. Now, let me know if you say this. At the end of Aleinu, we say, V'ne'emar, V'hoi Hashem L'mach HaKadosh, V'emu Yi Hashem HaKadosh Hashem HaKad, U'v'sorascha Kasuv Le'mar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem HaKad. Who says it? A few people. Four times in the tefillah, Shema Yisrael. Why four times? How many times you got to say it already? One time should be enough. Now I want to bring to your attention an amazing theme that my brother pointed out to me, my brother Rabbi Ari Gladstein. It's an amazing observation. There's a certain theme in the davening that is reoccurring, that appears again and again and again and again, and that is a particular number that we constantly reference. Let's begin with Yigdal. Yigdal. Raise your hand if you say Yigdal. I don't say it. Arizal said not to say it, but that's okay. It's in the Siddur. Yeah. Yeah. You know the lady. Yeah, you know the lady. There's a lady in Atlanta. She's very righteous. She would say everything in the Siddur. Yalla v'yava, yom chag ha-pesach hazeh, chag ha-matzos hazeh, chag ha-sukot hazeh. You know? Al ha-nisim, al ha-purkan. Here's the thing. Here's my advice. You could say whatever you want. You just better make sure you start Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. If you don't start Shmoneh Esrei with Tzibur, you're a good Jew, possibly, but you're not davening with a minyan. The definition of davening with a minyan is not being in Beit HaKnesset, it's starting Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. So if by saying Matovu, Yigdal, you're going to delay, you're not allowed to say it. You're not allowed to.
You come to shul 10 minutes early.
Of course.
And you say Shema Yisrael twice, because you're saying Karbanas, because most people, they say Birkot HaShachar, and then they go to Rabbi Yishmael.
Okay. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says on the way to shul to also say the pasuk Shema Yisrael. Okay, but now we're getting to the basic halacha Yigdal. What is Yigdal? Yigdal is the summary of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, the 13 principles of faith. Now, why would you recite the 13 principles of faith at the beginning of the davening? So the Shulchan Kadosh says because the 13 principles of faith emanate from Yud Gimel Midot Harachamim. Kael is I believe in God as creator of the world. It's an amazing idea how each attribute of mercy gives birth to one of the principles of faith. Okay, so that's the first instance where we see the number 13 in the tefillah. Then, of course, before Pesukei Dezimra, we say, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer B'shalosh Esrei Midot HaTorah Nidrashes Bohem. With 13 attributes of faith, the Torah is expounded in. B'kav HaChomer. Yeah? You know that? B'gzeira Shava. B'klal U'prada Klal. Could somebody please tell me, why are we reciting a brisa of Rabbi Shmuel of the 13 hermeneutic principles of exegesis? You know, if you're about to learn Gemara, I would understand. I would understand if the minhag was, well, every time you open up Daf Yomi, every time you open up a Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, but you're about to daven. Why say Rabbi Shmuel's 13 midos of darshaning psukim? You're not darshaning psukim in the davening. So there are two approaches. One approach is, every single day, a Jew is obligated to learn Talmud Bavli, Gemara. Really? Everybody? No, not everyone. Gentiles are putter from learning Talmud Bavli. Goyim are putter from learning that. But if your mother's Jewish, you are obligated daily to learn Torah, which is primarily, the backbone of Torah is Talmud Bavli. You know, Kloisenberger Rebbe said, yeah, I like to learn Sefarim. It's all good. So he would talk to the women, and he would say, if your husband comes home and he says, yeah, I'm learning, yeah, but maybe he's learning one of the books. Make sure the book is at least this big. If it's not that big, he's not really learning. Okay, so the Ikar Limud is Talmud Bavli. After that, you can learn whatever you want. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer is the introduction to Talmud Bavli. In order to ensure that a Jew learns Talmud Bavli every day, we say Rabbi Shmuel Haya Oimer B'Shal Shasamidas Nar. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says there's a Kabbalistic reason. The 13 methods of exegesis correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. You want to elicit Kael, God's Midos Harachamim of Kael, you learn a Kav HaChomer. And I'll give you an amazing example. The Magen of Mezuch writes, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, Kael na refan Allah, God have mercy on my sister Miriam. So God says, you want me to elicit Kael? You want me to arouse Kael? God says, "V'aviha yaroik yarak b'faneha haloi sikalim shivas yomim." Learn Kav HaChomer. If you learn Kav HaChomer, you'll awaken the midah of Kael. So, you know, people say, "I need to elicit the rachamei shamayim. What should I do? I should get a bracha. I should go to a kever." No, learn Gemara. You want rachamei shamayim? Learn Talmud Bavli. That's the best way. Much better than any other way. One word of Talmud Bavli is greater than 1,000 brachot from 1,000 different tzaddikim. One word of Talmud Bavli is equal to all the brachot you'll ever get in your whole life. Talmud Torah, can I get a kulam? That's the principle of faith. Torah includes all bracha. Anyway, that's another reason why we start off the tefillah, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'shalosh Esrei Midot HaTorah Nidrashes Bahem. Fine. Now we're up to Baruch Sha'amar. Raise your hand if during Baruch Sha'amar you take out all four tzitzit. Trick question. Raise your hand if you take out two tzitzit. Okay. Where does that come from? Why do you take out two tzitzit? Now, what hand do you hold it in? Two hands or one hand? One hand. Which hand? Right hand. Do you kiss it? You don't have to kiss it. Arizal doesn't say to kiss it. Mishnah Berurah says to kiss it. Why do you take out tzitzit in Baruch Sha'amar? Did you know that in Baruch Sha'amar, the Arizal says, we say Baruch 13 times? So it's interesting. In that case, we understand why we take out the tzitzit. Because the tzitzit, you have 8 strings and 5 knots, which are also 13. Okay. Baruch Sha'amar v'ayolam Baruch Hu. Baruch HaYisabesh. Why 13 Baruchs? Keneged Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Interesting. Then, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that, do you know how many parts of Psukei Dezimra there are? Well, let's count. Haidu. Mizmar Shir. Excuse me, Mizmar Lasaida. Yehi Chavayid. Ashrei. 5 Hallelukas. Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Vayivarech David v'charois, and Shiras Hayam. You have 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. Each Baruch, a Baruch She'amar, corresponds to, it's a Baruch for one of the 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. And why are there 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra? Because Keneged, Yud Gimel, Midos, Harachamim. Now, here is a very important part, a very important halacha to know. We know that once you start Baruch She'amar, you can't talk. Somebody talks after Baruch Sha'amar, before the end of the tefillah, they cannot fight to defend the Jewish people in a war. It's considered such a severe crime that they're disqualified from defending Jewish people. Otherwise, they're vulnerable. But the most chamur time to talk is when you say, the Mishnah Berurah says, the 15 praises in Yishtabach. 15 praises in Yishtabach. What are they? They are Shir Ushvacha, Halel Vizimra, Oiz Umemshala, Netzach, Gedula, Ugvura, Tehila, Vesiferas, Kedusha, Umalchus, Brachos, Vahodos. You can't talk then. You talk then, says the Zohar HaKadosh, a lightning rod will be zapped from under the wings of the Keruvim. And by the way, just my personal advice is avoid being zapped by lightning rods from under the wings of the Keruvim. That's just my personal advice. Now, another thing you shouldn't do by tefillah is, you ever see this thing? I could say anything here, right? Yeah. So they won't invite me back. You see this thing? You cannot have this on during tefillah. Imagine if Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh HaKadashim. Then, next, right, we bring in the next guy. When you're wearing tefillin, something I said, or no, I'm okay. When you're wearing tefillin, what has more kedusha? The tzitz that said Kodesh Lashem, or tefillin? The Gemara in Chulin says the tefillin are 21 times more holy than the tzitz, because the tzitz only had one name of God, and the tefillin have 21. Would a Kohen Gadol dare divert his attention from the tzitz? You know, you're now to be Mesiach Das from the tzitz. It's a lav in the Torah. Are you allowed to be Mesiach Das from tefillin? You can't be Mesiach Das. If my only purpose in coming here was to share with you that if you want to consider yourself to be an observant Jew who prays to the Creator of the universe, you cannot bring a phone into tefillin. Otherwise, you're saying, God, I'm davening. I'm not really that. I'm not fully interested in serving you for the 30 minutes. So that's one of the most important decisions you will make in your entire life. That during the time of the tefillah, don't tell me during Chazaras Hashatz. Chazaras Hashatz is more important than the silent Shemone Esrei, according to the Arizal. The silent Shemone Esrei is not so powerful. So therefore we have to hide it from the heavenly angels. The Chazaras Hashatz is so powerful we have nothing to hide. Chazaras Hashatz is actually the most powerful tefillah of the day. In any event, But if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh, he says that actually in Yishtabach there are not 15 praises, there are 13 praises. Shir u'shvacha, Halel v'zimra, Oiz u'memshala, Netzach, Gedula u'gvura, Tehila v'seferes, Kedusha u'malchus. That's why most Chazanim, when they start Yishtabach, at least by Ashkenazim, they start Brachot v'hoda'ot, Me'atav yad olam baruch atah. Why do they break up the brachot v'hoda'ot from the other third? Because the main shvachot are the first 13. So it's an amazing thing. You have the Brisa Rabbi Shmuel, 13. 13 baruchs and baruch shamar. 13 parts of Psukah de Zimra. You have Yigdal also. But we're going to say, I'm going to leave that out a little bit. 13 praises in Yishtabach. And then I was thinking, wait a second. How many blessings in Shmon Esrei? Say 18, 19. Yeah, but how many bakashot in Shmon Esrei? You take out the first three, which are Shevach. You take out the last three, which are Hoida. 19 minus 6, 13 blessings of Shmon Esrei. So it comes out very beautiful. My brother pointed out, the purpose of praising Hashem is la'olam yisader shivchay shamakayim ve'achakach yispalel. So first we praise Hashem with 13 baruchs of baruch she'amar, for the 13 parts of Psukah de Zimra, for the 13 praises of Yishtabach, and then we ask Hashem for our 13 needs. So each praise is a preemptive praise for each particular bakasha. So that means, in effect, there are four times in tefillah that we use 13. Karbanot, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Psukeh de Zimra, Baruch She'amar. Yishtabach already is part of Birchas Krishma. It's like the beginning of Birchas Krishma. And then Shemona Esrei. Just like we have four Shema Yisraels. So now this is the setup for a great revelation. In the Tshuvot of the Maram Shik, Shalos Tshuvos Maram Shik, who was one of the primary disciples of Chassam Sofer, Baruch Ato Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvarei. The Maram Shik says, I remember when I was a kid and I was studying under Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said, why do we say Shema four times in Tefillah? Because the four parts of davening, Karbanot, Psukei de Zimra, Berchas Krishma, Shmona Esrei, correspond to the four olamot, the four worlds. There are four worlds. And those four worlds are alluded to in the word Abia. Aleph, Beis, Yud, Ayin. Ayin is Olam Ha'asiya. That's this word, world, where we act. We do mitzvot. Olam Ha'asiya. The world above that is Olam Yitzira. Yitzira is the world of the heavenly angels. Above that is Olam Habriya, the world of the Heichalot, the celestial palaces. And the world above that is by the Kisei HaKavod, Olam HaAtzilut, where the glory of God with Ne'etzal, so to speak. So we have four worlds. Got this? Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilut, Abia. Abia Rinana Yisbiad Mifalav Abia. Now, Karbanot is the world of Asiya. Okay? The world of action. Psukei de Zimra is the world of Yitzira. Berchas Kriya Shema is the world of Bria. Shmona Esrei is the world of Atzilut. That's why the Rambam says when you pray Shmona Esrei, imagine yourself as if you're standing b'shamayim. Because Shmona Esrei, you're literally in the Shamayim. Okay? And says the Chassam Sofer that, therefore, since each part of Tefillah, you're entering a different world, you need to unify, you need to be meyachid, the name of God in all four worlds. So therefore in Karbanot, we say Shema. Psukei de Zimra, we say Shema. In Berachos Kriya Shema, we say Shema. And Aleinu, which is still part of Shemona Esrei, now I'll tell you an interesting thing. You ever see sometimes people, after Tachanun, they quickly take off their tefillin, they throw off their talis, and they make a mad dash for the door. Why does the Yetzer, why is it so important that people book before the end of davening? Here's the deal. Because the end of davening is called Kabbalat Shefa. You knocked on Hashem's door. You said, God, I need money. So God said, okay, I'll give it to you right away. You know when it comes down? Ashrei uvelatzion aleinu. So Yetzirah doesn't want us to get it. So Yetzirah says, get a book as soon as possible. So that during the payday, during the pay time, you're already out the door. So here, imagine a guy, God, I need money. Okay. And by the time the guy's not even here anymore. So, you know, the tzaddik sitting in the back, so he gets his parnasa, he gets your parnasa also. How do you know? So there are four parts of davening. Comes Rabbi Yaakov Abichatzera, and he tells us a very amazing chidosh. And this is based on the Arizal, that the four worlds and the four parts of tefillah. By the way, Chassam Sofer revealed Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha Oid stands for Atzilut, Yetzira, Bria, Asiya. But it's not in order. It's not in order because it should be Atzilut, Veisecha, Yoishvei. It's interesting. It's not in order. The Avir Yaakov says that even though God's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are four ways to spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. And these four permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to the four parts of davening. So this I want to share with you. This is very important. I want you to see it inside. Okay, take a look at number 22. This is from Mishkenot La'abir Yaakov. Mishkenot La'abir Yaakov is basically Oiz V'Hadar published La'abir Yaakov. In the beginning, they have like a hakdama to, they lay out in layman's terms all the basic Kabbalistic concepts that you need to know to understand the Sefer Abir Yaakov. So it's like, you know, Art Scroll has the new volume, Introduction to the Talmud. So this is basically Introduction to Abir Yaakov. And what are the four ways to spell out the Shem Havaya? We have the 72, numerically valued 72. For example, like this. You could spell Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Dalet. Now, the Yud you need to know is always spelled Yud Vav Dalet. Hey, there are three ways to spell Hey. You could spell Hey, Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Actually, what's interesting is, does anybody know what the letter Hey symbolizes? A woman. Because Ish is the Yud, Isha is the Hey. They're both Ish. The man is the Yud, the woman is the Hey. Okay? The woman could be in one of three states. She's always pregnant, but she either has a boy inside, a girl inside, or both. Okay? So, if she's Hey Hey, she's pregnant with a girl. If she's Hey Yud, she's pregnant with a boy. Hey Aleph, it could be both. Okay? So there are four ways to spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. The first is what we call Ayin Beis. So the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. The Hey is Hey Yud. The Vav is spelled Vav, then a Yud, and then a Vav. And the Hey is Hey, and then the Yud. Gematria 72. That's what we call God's name in the full Miloy. Okay? That's 72. That's the name of God corresponding to Atzilut. That's Shmona Esrei. That's why I highly recommend you go out tomorrow and you get yourselves a sidur. It's called Masok Midvash. Because there it tells you, by Shmona Esrei, it spells out the Yud Kei Vav Kei the way the Kavana should be, that it corresponds to the Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out the Miloy. Okay. Then you have the Shem Samach Gimel, 63. That's for Berachos Kriya Shema. And that's what we call Miloy Meshulav. There'll be some Yuds and some Alephs. So the Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. The Heys are Hey Yud. But the Vav is not Vav Yud Vav, it's Vav Aleph Vav. So that's numerically valued at 63, Sag. That's the Shem Hashem for the Berachos Kriya Shema. Then you have Ma, 45. 45 is for Psukei Dezimra. That's what we call God's name with Aleph. So Yud is always Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is Hey Aleph. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. Hey is Hey Aleph 45. Sometimes you'll see that Rizal says the shame ma. What's ma? Ma is God's name. Ma is God's name. Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out where all the letters are Alephs. And then finally, listen to this. Karbanot is 52. Why 52? Because then it's the Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. The Hey is Hey Hey. The Vav is Vav Vav. And the Hey is Hey Hey. That's the simplest way to spell out the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's 52. The Shem Ben. Now, the Chasam Sofer explains. Back to the Chasam Sofer. Okay? Nusach Sfard puts Hoidu as part of Karbanot. Why? Why don't they put a part of Sukkah Dezimra? For an amazing reason. Because what's the shame of Karbanot? 52. How does Hoidu end? Va'ani begins with a Vav. 6. Bechastecha begins with a Beis. Batachti Beis. Yagel Yud. Libi Lamed. Vishua Secha. Rashi Teva is 52. Ben. So since Ben is Karbanot, Hoidu goes with Karbanot and not Pesukei Dezimra. Okay. Comes Rabbi Yaakov Abichatzera based on this idea that davening has four primary parts. Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilut. The same way we have... Want to get me some batteries from there? The same way... The same way, like Chasam Sofer says, we have to say Shema in all four parts of davening to be miyached God's name in all four worlds, so too we have to arouse all the 13 attributes of mercy in all four worlds. So therefore we start off with Olam Ho'asi and Karbanos. What? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer B'Shalosh Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. We do it in Psukei Dezimra, the 13 Baruchs of Baruch Sha'amar. We do it in Berachos Kriya Shema, the 13 praises of Yishtabach. And we do it in the Shemona Esrei with the 13 middle blessings of Shemona Esrei. 13 plus 13 plus 13 plus 13 is the Shem Ben. 52. Very good. So, and we do that surrounded by the four tzitzit, which is also 52. So this is just an understanding of the Mivne, of the building block of Thayah. Now this gives us insight into a very amazing idea. You know, what's your name?
Shlomo.
At the end of the Amidah, there's a minhag that you say a pasuk that begins with the first letter of your name and ends with the last letter of your name, right? So my name is Daniel, so I end off the Shemona Esrei. Dan Yadin Amoy Ka'achad Shivtei Yisrael. Begins with a Dalet, ends with a Lam. Why do we do that? Because there's an idea that after 120, when you get upstairs, we're afraid you're going to forget your name. So this way you say the pasuk, and this will make sure you remember your name. Now, I don't understand. Why would you forget your name? So the Chafetz Chaim says because they might sling you in a slingshot, and the trauma, you don't know if you're coming or going, you're going to forget your name. So if you're not going to remember your name, how are you going to remember this pasuk? I mean, you know? But, you know, the Chafetz Chaim says that when a person speaks Lashon Hara about another person, so you could cause that by speaking Lashon Hara about him, you gift him your mitzvot, and you get that person's averot. Now, the Yetzer Hara, in a certain sense, wants to scare us with this, because once a person thinks, oh, if I speak Lashon Hara one time, I lose all my mitzvot, I lose all my mitzvot, and I get all his averot, then I might as well just call it a day after the first day of the year. I once asked Rabbi Victor Miller about this. I asked him, does this happen one time in one chat? He said, no, it's midah keneged midah. Commensurate with the level of Lashon Hara you spoke about the person, to that level, you would have to pay back in mitzvot or get his averot. Hashem knows the exact amount. So Chafetz Chaim says, after 120, you're going to look at your record, you're going to see actions I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I don't see any of my mitzvot, I see this guy's avera, I don't know if I'm Yosef, if I'm Yaakov, if I'm Daniel, I don't know who I am. You have identity crisis. But it's interesting, you don't know, you're not going to remember your name, so why would you say a pasuk in Shmona Esrei? Why dafka in Shmona Esrei? Think about it. Because what does Shmona Esrei correspond to? Olam ha'atzilot, by the Kisei HaKavod. We're afraid you're going to forget your name where? When you're standing at the Kisei HaKavod. So we make sure you say the pasuk in when you enter the Kisei HaKavod. So the next time you go to the Kisei HaKavod, when you're standing there, you'll always remember your name. That's what Rabbi Moshe Wolfson writes in a Sefer. That's why we say the pasuk at the end of the tefillah. So important to be aware, even before we understand the meaning of any particular word, the structure of the davening. And this is greatly opened up to us by the Chassam Sofer, who explains the four parts of the tefillah, by the Abir Yaakov, who says the four parts of the tefillah. And in each part, whether you say the Shema or you don't say the Shema, that's not the critical idea. The critical idea is the structure of the tefillah. We have to make sure we do some karbanot. Now, it's interesting. Halacha l'maisa. Is one required to say karbanot? The minimum requirement of karbanot is Parshas HaTamid. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emar, tzavis b'nei Yisrael amar aleihem. That passage is the minimum requirement. Of all the things in the Siddur, you can't just say, the worst attitude to have is, oh, it's in the Siddur, I'm going to say it. Not everything in the Siddur could you say. You know, there's a shay. You open up the Siddur, it says Moida Ani, and then it says Reishes Chachma Yiras Hashem Seichel Tov. Yeah, but you can't start saying Psukim until you say Berchat Torah. Yeah, but it's in the Siddur. No, before you, the Siddur is also made for children who are 3.5 years old. Okay, so you have to know the halacha. But the minimum requirement of karbanot is the Parshas HaTamid, and recognize Parshas HaTamid. I'm in Olam HaAsiyah. Psukei Dezimra, you really don't want to miss even one word. Because Psukei Dezimra cuts down all of the impediments, you see, in the airspace. You know, imagine if you were flying over North Korea, okay? There would be missiles shooting up, you know, every 3 seconds. So that's what tefillah is like. You're trying to send your tefillah up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're prosecuting malachim that come to shoot down the tefillah. So the only way to... It's like Iron Dome. The only way to shoot down the missiles that are shot at your tefillah, psukei dezimra, verses that cut away all the instigating angels. So you want to make sure you're in shul on time, you say the whole psukei dezimra. Mishnah Berurah says you should say the words of psukei dezimra like you're counting money. Okay? But there's a, you know how people count money? Chas v'shalom, maybe two bills are stuck together. Right? You don't want to, if you might miss one. So you don't want to run any two words together. So that means I actually have to come on time. Yeah, you actually have to be present in a timely manner to be able to count the words of Pesukei Dezimra like it be money. But that's the world of Yetzirah. Then you say Berachos Kriya Shema. And then you make sure to start the Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. And that is the highest realm, the Olam HaAtzilut. And the greatest tefillah of all is Chazarat Hashatz. The Sfarim say, if a person saw that his tefillah was not accepted, what should he do? Emadam ro she tefillah so eino neskabel, yachzor v'yispalo, daven again, shenemar, kavei el Hashem, chazak v'yamei tzibecha, v'kavei el Hashem. So the Sfarim tell us, if a person sees that he's praying, and his tefillahs are not being answered, why? Because the main tefillah is... The main tefillah is the Chazarat Hashatz. If a person listens attentively to the Chazarat Hashatz, now listen attentively means that when you answer Amen, let's say you hear the bracha, Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. You don't just say Amen. You have two kavanot. You say, I believe that Hashem is the source of blessings, that He heals the sick, and a mispalel that Hashem should heal the sick. Basically, you affirm that you believe Hashem does it, and you pray that Hashem should do it. Or in two words, the Sfarim say you could have in mind, emet v'halavai. It is true, and halavai Hashem should do it. That is the most powerful tefillah of all. So these are the four parts of tefillah, the four olamot, asiyah, yetzirah, bria, atzilut, 4 times we say Shema, 4 times we invoke Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. May all of our tefillot be niskabel barachim of Ratzon. Thank you very much.
Amen.
What?
Turn off the recording?
Yeah, thank you. Rachia. Thank you, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.